أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله سميع عليم إذ هم الطائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. We begin the discussion of verses 121 and 122 of Surah Ali Imran. In these two verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala briefly discuss the battle of Uhud. In the second year of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had heard of the caravan belonging to the Quraysh under the supervision of Abu Sufyan that was returning from the Levant, going back to Makkah Mukarramah, which was belonging to all the people of Makkah. Shareholders were the people of Makkah, and the prophets were to be shared amongst the people, and a portion of the prophets were to be used to fight Islam, to fight Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On hearing about the return of this caravan, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to pursue this caravan, and hence at that time, whoever was ready to join Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a group of 313 Sahaba joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the battle of Badr had taken place. In this battle, 70 of the Quraysh were killed, 70 were taken prisoner, and hence the following year, in the third year of the Hijrah, the Quraysh decided to take revenge of the losses that they had suffered in the Battle of Badr. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had heard that the Quraysh were now marching towards Medina Munawwara, and they were intending to encamp outside Medina along the mountain of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called upon the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to make mashwara, to decide what should be done. One of two decisions: either we leave Medina Munawwara and we face the Quraysh at Uhud, or we stay in Medina Munawwara and we defend the city. In this mashwara was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the head of the Munafiqeen, who also attended this mashwara. And incidentally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's view was that we do not leave Medina, but we remain in Medina and defend the city. And Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul's decision was also the same. But those Sahaba that had not participated in Badr, the young especially, enthusiastic, wanting to give their lives in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, showing that great enthusiasm to go out in the path of Allah, they had pursued the view that we should go out of Medina and we should fight the Quraysh. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the enthusiasm, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up, he went into his home, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put on his armor. And whilst Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was getting ready, some of the senior Sahaba said to the others that you people are forcing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do something that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't wish to do. So there should be a change in the decision. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged, he had already worn his armor. And when these senior sahaba had said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we may want to change the decision, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, when a Nabi has put on his armor, a Nabi will never remove his armor. This is one major difference between a Nabi and a non-Nabi. Hence, now by the command of Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a group of 1,000 left Medina Munawwara, and included in that was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and the Munafiqeen. En route, Abdullah bin Ubay, he decided to say to the people that this is not fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala, this is no jihad, this is in actual fact a kind of suicide, a kind of destruction. So hence, he took his group of people, the Munafiqeen, and he began to leave the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this, some of the people of two tribes, the Banu Salama and the Banu Haritha, were slightly affected by this. And the result was that in their minds the thought had occurred that they should also leave on the same premises, on the same reason. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses. Tying these verses up to the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that said, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. That if you practice sabr, you practice taqwa, whatever the difficulties may be, you pursue, and of course you keep away from sin, you fulfill the commandments of Allah, then their schemes and their plots will not harm you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there was the slight thought of joining them, but then again, this was sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had reinforced their hearts. So hence these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that how a person can get influenced by the thinking of even the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ أَوْ مُحَمَّدِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That time is worthy of remembering. إِذْ غَدَوْتَ, when you had emerged in the morning, مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, from your family. At that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the house of our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reinforcing the fact that one needs to leave one's home for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to leave his home. تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ, to set up the believers, to show their positions in the battlefield. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself went forth, and we had seen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam positioned the sahaba in the places Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had positioned them. Wallahu sami'un alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. Allah ta'ala is all hearing. Allah heard Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Alim, Allah ta'ala had known his initial intention, why he had come out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Idh hammat ta'ifatani minkum an tafshala, that when there were two parties between you that had meddled within their hearts and they became cowardice, they became a little bit, insofar as their resolution was concerned, it had fallen down. Wallahu waliyuhuma, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the guardian. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated the resolution of their hearts. And wa'ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun, and upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should the believers place their trust. That look at the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had worn his armor, whatever whatever arms and ammunition Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken it. He positioned the Sahaba. He had taken all the precautions. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed his full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not that he had trust in Allah and he had not taken the steps forward, and it was not that he had taken all the steps forward and he did not trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had showed this ummah that whatever the material means were, we will opt for those means, but we will put our full reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that there was this little bit of difficulty that the Sahaba had gone through, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated their resolution within their hearts and they remained with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.